This is Oreski Daoud of Mayor Risk LLC, and this is a daily brief. Today is the 29th of July 2019, and this brief is titled "The Algerian Government Struggles with the Formation of a Panel for Dialogue, Faces Intransigent Opposition Demanding Regime Change." Now, the Algerian regime is clearly stuck. In an effort to find an exit out of the current political crisis, the interim president, Ben Saleh, has blessed the creation of a panel called the National Body for Dialogue and Mediation. I will call it the panel going forward, which is headed by former Parliament Speaker Kerim Yunus. The government says the panel has all the freedom it wants to come forward with a plan, but there are several problems here. The first is that the number one objective of the panel, as defined by the regime, is to lead talks about holding a presidential election as soon as possible, an idea that has been clearly entirely rejected by the Herak movement several times, which favors a transition period to be managed by a sort of a caretaker committee, and which will bring some sanity in the political process, including, by the way, the revision of the constitution before allowing presidential election to take place. Now, in contrast, recall that the military command, the real power, has been favoring a presidential election, which the opposition and the Herak movement consider it to be an effort from the military to appoint a new person or their own man as next president, therefore perpetuating a regime of corruption and repression. The other problem is that all the key figures that enjoy popular legitimacy, from human rights lawyer Mustafa Boushashi to ex-foreign minister Talib Ibrahimi, many others, said they want nothing to do with yet another panel that is under the control of the regime. Indeed, one of the key demands of the 40 million Algerians who have been protesting since 22nd of February is the wholesale departure of all the remnants of the Bouteflika regime. For the Algerians, it makes no sense whatsoever to jail virtually all former prime ministers and their cabinet ministers for corruption, and allow a few of them to stay in power, including Prime Minister Bedoui and the interim president Abdelaziz Ben Saleh, who will be in charge of driving the transition. Now, the latter, that is, the interim president, is still in office despite the fact that his job expired on 9th of July, according to the constitution that he endorsed and helped bring to fruition. Any of these personalities who rejected the invitation to join the panel finds it virtually impossible to negotiate with people who have no reason to be there to begin with. Now, the National Body for Dialogue and Mediation is another initiative driven by the presidency, because the regime, headed by military command and its chief guide Saleh, cannot conceive with the idea that a parallel power structure would form and would challenge their authority. To convince the reluctant ones to join what the regime calls, quote, necessary dialogue, unquote, they called on what they believe to be independent personalities, such as Kerim Yunus, who has now been completely delegitimized due to his acceptance of the initiative, just like it happened a few weeks ago, to Abdelaziz Rahabi, a former diplomat, who tried to bring together various voices but failed because the initiative was simply tied to the regime. Instead, the panel has been welcoming individuals completely unknown, such as a certain Mohamed Yassin Boukhenifar, a man introduced as a young representative of the popular movement, but failed, clearly, to convince the heavyweights such as war hero Jamil Abouhirid, former heads of government Mouloud Hamarouch, Mouqdad Sifi and Ahmed Ben Bitour, former presidential candidate Ahmed Talib Ibrahimi, and even Abdelaziz Rahabi, recall the man who tried the same idea and realized it could not work. Also on the list are the names of lawyers Muqran Ait Larbi and Mustafa Boushashi, Larbi Ben Mehidi's sister Dreyfa Ben Mehidi. Ben Mehidi is a massive war hero. There's also Rashida Ben Yillis, There's trade unionist Masoud Boudiba and Yasma Rabat, and the president of the Association of Ulamas, the Islamic scholars, Abdelrazak Gussam. Ex-Prime Minister Mulud Hamroush and political activist Mughra Nait Larbi immediately rejected the offer to join. Highly respected lawyer Mustafa Bushashi said, and I quote, "I do not think that the conditions are ripe to participate in this commission," unquote, and demanded the basic requirement of, and I list there, releasing prisoners of conscience, stopping harassment against peaceful demonstrators, opening of the public and private media to all opinions and sensibilities, allowing people to meet, the removal of or removing obstacles to the work of activists, and also demanding the departure of the symbols of the regime. End of quote. In addition to these conditions, Bushashi added, and I'm citing what he says here, "We must have guarantees that the regime will respond favorably to the outcome of the dialogue." Which means, still, there's a huge uncertainty as to whether the military command will agree with the terms of an independent panel. Now, echoing the position of Bushashi, former Foreign Minister Ahmed Talib Ibrahimi said the panel would be of no use, and I'm citing what he says here, would be of no use unless it enjoys complete independence and that it is free in its decision so that it helps build a national consensus on the best mechanisms to channel the demands of the Hirak for radical change. End of quote. Even the conservatives in political Islam have pushed against all these initiatives driven by the regime. Abdullah Jaballah, the head of the Front for Justice and Development, said the regime suppressed everyone by appointing a dialogue committee made up of people it never consulted. Jaballah insisted that those who already joined the panel do not, and I'm quoting here, do not have the capacity to defend the legitimate demands of the people because the one who designated them has fixed their limited prerogatives to the dialogue around the organization of a presidential election." End of quote. So the Algerian military command is stuck and has no credibility or credible people to endorse its plans. The only things the military command has been using are threats and repressive measures, such as arresting people who did nothing wrong except they demanded democracy. The command has no political capacity to find a solution. All the previous top thinkers of the regime, who have been members of the notorious now DRS political police, have been sidelined, and so there's really no experience within the command in dealing with civilian affairs of such magnitude. Dealing with the military command has become a massive liability not only for the politicians in Algeria who are hoping to see their careers last long enough, but also to foreign governments who are concerned about this elongated crisis that seems to find no solution, again due to the military command's stance on the status quo. The road ahead has a positive and negative outcome. The longer the crisis remains, the better it is for the Hirak movement. The military in Algeria is not a homogeneous body with all its officers accepting a single vision of the country. The longer the crisis, the more General Gaid Saleh will be seen by his commanders as the problem. Therefore, a change in philosophy within the military command must take place before we see some serious détente. On the negative side, the Algerian economy has been facing a state of neglect that will have major consequences in the medium term. Algeria clearly cannot afford to end 2019 without a political roadmap that would stabilize it. And its military command should be the first one to know that. Thank you for listening.